Now's the time to shop at More Motors in Cairo. We have the premier model year of the Ram 1500 pickup truck, the 2014 EcoDiesel Crew Cab Truck. See us now with over $4,500 in rebates. If you're looking for a Ford F-150, look no further than More Motor Sales. You can save over $10,000 on a super cab with a V8 at More Motor Sales, M81, just west of Cairo.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
The Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Leasing Program makes it easy for you to drive a brand new Chevrolet Silverado pickup. They have over 25 brand new 2014 and 2015 Chevrolet Silverados to choose from. Lease a new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado Double Cab LT for zero down and payments as low as $229 a month. Or a new 2015 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab Diesel LT four-wheel drive with leather heated seats for only zero down and $449 a month. Pick yours out and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet M25 and Sebring. Tax title and dock fees extra. 36-month lease based on approved credit. GM employee discount not required. Other fees may apply. See dealer for details.
See, I like it when I get these phone calls here, right? When we got our break, we got a little phone call from Jimmy Glidden out there, the new athletic director at North Huron. He said, you tell Chad Knobloch he's a class act. Hey, Jimmy, that's why he's here tonight. I'll tell you, we couldn't afford him, but we want to thank his sponsors for getting him over here tonight. And Chad, again, thank you for filling in here. I did get a hold of you at the last minute, and greatly appreciate you making here. Great game. It's going to the second half. I think we're going to see something here. 40 seconds to go in the half.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure. I'm having a ball. It's no better way to spend an evening than watching some high school football.
Got another update: Vassar versus Saginaw, 27-14. Well, there's some big scores going on tonight. Man, the way that's nothing is really close. I haven't seen one single score that's been close. And you know, I mentioned there, great game. It's 22-0, but we get a chance to get out. Beautiful night here in the Thumb. Absolutely gorgeous field here at Deckerville. And we get to watch some high school football. Man, this is what I live for. This is any kind of football I live for. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I got to play in the Laker alumni football game over at Vassar, and I did find out that I was the oldest guy on the football field. As they announced both of the teams, they started now from the class of 1980, and all the Vassar team, who is that guy over there? Really? Is that the guy they wheeled out onto the field? Then they announced Vassar's from the class of 1999, and boy, did I get teased, I'll tell you. But we had guys at Lakers from 82, 83, 86, 87, 89, and we do that as part of a fundraiser over at Lakers once a year to do a football scholarship program. So thanks to all of the Laker and Vassar players who are listening tonight who participated in the alumni football game. And some rumors have it that we might have a few other high schools jumping into the alumni action, maybe Harbor Beach. North Huron runs alumni. Owen Gage used to, I don't know if Owen Gage still does.
I don't. North Huron did this year. We hosted Caseville.
Caseville, that's right.
Yep. And Travis has been doing it a few years now. Owen Gage used to be involved, and now Caseville. And it is. It's a good time. It's fun to watch. I think a lot of those guys pay for it the next couple days. But
days. Our game was 3.5 weeks ago. I was looking for the elevator to get up here tonight. No, it's not that bad. I still have some aches and pains, but once the bruises go away, you have to explain to your friends for about 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, when they shake your hand and they look down at your arm. Well, we're here at Deckerville Field. 47 seconds to go here at our halftime. Again, a beautiful night. The lights are now on here at Deckerville. Come on down if you're in the area. We are looking forward to another good half of football. The score doesn't quite reflect it, but like I said, it's a great night to be out here and enjoy high school football as we kick off the season. Deckerville coming back onto the field. If you missed the first half, Chad, let's talk about that a little bit. Boy, they have a strong team. Five players returning from the 2012 state championship team of the Deckerville Eagles. Man, that first quarter, did they powerhouse the ball up the middle.
They did. They just looked so strong, and they just ran so hard, and they kept those legs pumping. And they just looked very, very strong offensively and defensively. And as you mentioned earlier, too, the fact that a lot of them don't have to play both ways, we might see quite a Deckerville team here in this second half as well.
North Huron Warriors coming back onto the field as we're ready to start our second half. And the clock back to 12 minutes to start our third quarter. We want to thank our officials tonight, John Breck, Eric Schweitzer, Brian Leseski, Don Parrish, and thanks Mark Kubacki out there giving me a hard time at the start of, they all gave me a hard time tonight before the game started. So we're ready to go, and a great crowd here tonight here in Deckerville.
Yeah. So far, I think the players have made it pretty easy on these officials. It's been a good, clean game, which is what you'd expect, especially from these two coaches, from their players. But they've made it pretty easy on the officials.
Well, I think we've only had about four flags for the whole first half, and at least three of those were just motion calls.
Right.
Like you said, there's, nobody's out there playing anything that's not football.
No, no.
All right, we're ready to kick off here our second half. As the Warriors, to your right, looking at that radio, put the blue and gold over to the right, and put the Deckerville Eagles on the left side of your radio, and we're ready to go starting our second half. As we start the second half, the score 22-0, Eagles on top. Pete Pino will kick off for the Warriors, taking on the 20-yard line. Number 8 is going to get some yardage at the 30, the 40, breaking it down the right sideline all the way to the 50-yard marker. Number 8, Kyle Dorr, the 5'7 senior with some wheels, took it from the 20-yard mark on the kickoff. A nice boot by Pino, 30 yards on the return.
That was, and he followed up a nice boot with being the player that made the tackle on that play.
So here we go, third quarter, first and 10. Well, we've got good field position again for the Deckerville Eagles. Out of the pro set, two backs back, quarterback tight on the center. Hands off the lead to the halfback, and a nice spin, Ryan Stone. Had about 5, he spinned, made a quick turn, and picked up about another 5 yards, so we're gonna be close to another first down. Well, they'll give him 7 yards on that carry.
More good blocking from that Deckerville O-line. Going to call Colton Palmer's name on that one. He threw a nice block in there.
So it'll be about second and three. Back out of the pro set, Ryan Stone in the backfield along with number 33, Danny Wolf. Hand off on the left side going to Wolf, and the Warriors swarm tackle. That's what they were looking for the first half, and wrapped up Wolf, and going to be a loss of maybe a yard or two.
Yeah, there were 3 Warriors on that one. Nathan Iden was the first one there, and they didn't let him go that time. They wrapped him up, and that's what the Warriors are going to have to continue to do in the second half.
So it'll be 3rd and 1 for the Deckerville Eagles with 10:52 to go here in the third quarter. Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Bad Axe. We're bringing you all the action here live from Deckerville Field tonight. Back onto the pro set on a lead. Off the right guard, and number 4 is going to carry that one. Ryan Stone will pick up the first down and pick up about 6 yards, as it'll be 1st and 10 on the Warrior 35-yard line.
Number 74, Adam Pichette. Number 88, Adam Homerich made that tackle. And boy, that Warrior defense, they were bunched in tight on that one.